Baroque music starts more or less, let's say, at the beginning of the 17th century, even if the background and the aesthetic was already changing at the end of the previous century, so at the end of the 16th century.
Matteo Musso is an acclaimed interpreter of this beautiful older form of composition. Born in Rome of Sicilian parents, she was educated in Florence, starting out as a classical pianist, then deciding to focus on a vocal career. For her, this early form of music was perfect.
It's the first type of music where the solo comes out, where we have a solo and an accompaniment. So the voice has the possibility to be very expressive and to be tied to a beautiful poem or a beautiful text or beautiful lyric.
So one might ask, what would bring an accomplished musician with diplomas from the Conservatorio di Musica in Florence and leader of Ecco Mundi, a renowned 8-member vocal ensemble, to this Baroque barren city?
I'm here because of love. I got married 5 months ago, or six. Yes, six. And we moved here last year, and he's working in Tulane University. And when he was told about this job, I was very, very, very happy in Italy because I've heard about New Orleans, I've heard about the variety of music played here. I was also scared because I knew that there was not so much Baroque music here. But I said, let's see if it works because I really want to go somewhere else. And this was the place. Because of the melting of the cultures, because of the weather also, and because of the history of the city, and above all because of the melting of the music.
Even though Matteo knew no one when she came here a year ago, through a series of only in New Orleans coincidences, she has made musical connections. Now, with her new colleagues, she is part of a new production of a rarely performed masterpiece, The Vespers of 1610 by Claudio Monteverde, to be performed at the Marigny Opera House this weekend.
So it's a sacred piece made up of liturgical and not liturgical pieces, solo pieces and tutti pieces. The singers will come out with solos and duets and trio sections. So it's very articulated. It's very fun. It's 90 minutes of real fun.
Featuring a dozen dancers led by the Brazilian dancer Jogo de Lima, 13 musicians under the baton of Francis Scully, and an additional 12 vocalists, this version of a 17th century masterpiece is sure to be a Crescent City original. For more information about the Vespers of 1610, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Letwin.